what finish a... there.
Oh, man. Well, it's about time I showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
How about doing it here, though?
Oh, it feels good. It, you know, to have that finish after 9 straight pars, and I mean, all pars in the front, and just not getting it close and not striking the ball as well as the first 3 days. But my caddy did a great job of helping me stay patient, stay in the moment, and all we kept saying are fairways and greens, and I hit the ball great off the tee today, and just, you know, those putts just wouldn't roll in, and just focus on hitting my spots on the green. And you know, I told him on 14, I said, this putt's going in. And that's when I drained that big slider. So that's just a big confidence booster for me. And to finish the way I did today is definitely a big confidence booster
for
next week.
Can you forget about not winning the tournament as well as you played? And just, because
I'm
sure
yeah.
You wanted...
I mean, you can't, obviously, I can't control Anna does, and yep. Anna's been playing awesome this year, and, you know, she already had a win this year, so congrats to her, and, you know, all I got to work on is my mentality and my, I guess, I don't know, just the way I play the game, and, you know, I took 3-wood on 16, and look what happened, I went over, so, you know, that's just golf, you know, sometimes they go in, sometimes things go your way, and sometimes they don't, so luckily I finished with the birdie on a good note, and off to the craft.
How much more can your confidence even be right now going into the craft?
I mean, I feel really confident right now just to where I was 3 weeks ago mental-wise. And you know, just got to work on a little bit here and there. And so these next 3 days, just go back to work and kind of put this in the back of your head, but know that you can pull off putts coming down the stretch.
You work with a mental coach?
Nope.
Okay.
My father, my dad, pretty much, and my dad's very optimistic,
like, and car rides.
Yeah, and my mom is just like, when I make bogey, she's like, the hole's over here, kind of thing. So, I mean, I have a great support system from my family, and I hope they're happy with the finish I have, even though I didn't win. So, definitely a big win for Team Solace for sure.
What would this next meet mean to you if you could pull it off?
Oh, I mean, it would mean a lot, but I'm trying not to focus too far ahead, just focus on the things that I need to work on during practice, and just try to stay in the moment, stay present. I know that sounds so boring and so simple, but it goes a long way with me. It's something that my college coach has taught me since I was a freshman, just stay in the moment, and it's definitely been working.
Every day your crowds have been growing, and today is an army here. It's a Solace army. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel blessed to have the support from my friends, my family, and my community, especially the Latin community, just for them to come out here and to cheer me on, both in English and in Spanish, you know, to get the best of both worlds. It's definitely been a heck of a week.
As many times as you played the Dyna course, how does it suit your eye?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll see these next couple of days during practice. But, you know, the last year, my first three rounds have played awesome. So I feel pretty good about it. You know, just got to work on the mental a little bit more, you know, on the final round. But still, I just have to go back to work and work on the basics and work on what works for me. And so I'm sure my coach and I will sit down and have a little chat about what needs to be a little better for next week. But I think I'm ready.